10.4 Federal Cases, Reports and Reporters. The majority of federal case law emanates from three federal courts, the U.S. District Courts, the U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeal, and the U.S. Supreme Court. The same general rules of citation apply, but instead of referencing state courts, the citation must indicate the federal court that authored the opinion being cited. U.S. District Court Citations, the Federal Supplement. Cases decided by the United States District Courts are published in the Federal Supplement, FSUP or FSUP Second. Spacing note, there is a space between the F period and the SUPP period. The Federal Supplement is published by West Publishing Company. There is no official publication for U.S. District Court cases. Since it is impossible to tell which U.S. District Court decided the case by looking at the publication, FSUP, the court must be specified in parentheses. In citation format, capital D period stands for district. E period D period then stands for Eastern District. W period D period stands for Western District, etc. Each state has at least one federal district. Many have more than one. D period HAW period, for instance, stands for the United States District Court District of Hawaii. S period D period N period Y period stands for the Southern District of New York. Exercise 10.4A, your district, your U.S. District Court. What is your federal district and its abbreviation? Court, abbreviation. Example, U.S. District Court citations are constructed in the following manner. Akers versus Lewis, 462, Federal Supplement, 531. Open parentheses, D period, N period, M period, 1976. Closed parentheses. Spacing note, there's generally a space between the D period and any subsequent abbreviation, such as W period, D period, TEX period, or D period, COLO period. The exception occurs when there are abbreviated initials only, such as SDNY. In that case, there are no spaces. See the U.S. Federal Circuit map on the following pages. Exercise 10.4B, U.S. District Court Citation. You have found a case titled Sims versus Castor. The case was decided by the U.S. District Court in your jurisdiction. Can be found in volume 598, page 256. The case was decided in 1987. U.S. Circuit Court Citations, the Federal Reporter. A federal circuit is a collection of federal districts. Cases decided by the U.S. Courts of Appeal, sometimes referred to as the U.S. Circuit Courts, are published in the Federal Reporter. F period, F period 2D, or F period 3D. Spacing notes. There is no space between the F and the series number that follows. There is a space between the number, such as 4th and CIR period. Example, 4th Circuit. The Federal Reporter is published by West. There is no official publication for U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeal cases. Again, the circuit court that decided the case is indicated in parentheses. CIR period is the abbreviation for circuit, preceded by the number of the appropriate circuit. For example, 5th Circuit. Example, U.S. Circuit Court cases are constructed in the following manner. Smith versus Jones, italicized, comma, 795, Federal Reporter Second Series 914, parentheses, 10th Circuit, 1992, close parentheses. Exercise 10.4C, your Federal Circuit Court. What is your Federal Circuit and its abbreviation? Court, abbreviation. Diagram Federal Circuits. Exercise 10.4D, U.S. Circuit Court Citation. During your research, you have found a case titled Jensen versus Higgins. The case was decided by the U.S. Circuit Court in your jurisdiction. The case can be found in Volume 121, page 1298, Third Series. The case was decided in 1996. Use the map above, which can also be found in the appendix in the back of this manual. U.S. Supreme Court citations. U.S. Supreme Court cases. The U.S. District Courts and the U.S. Circuit Courts each publish their opinions in a single publication, the Federal Supplement and the Federal Reporter, respectively. There are no parallel citations for those opinions because there is no official publication that reports on those courts. That certainly simplifies things. However, things are a bit more complicated for United States Supreme Court cases. Three publications publish U.S. Supreme Court cases. The U.S. Reports, abbreviation U period S period, the official publication, the federal government is the publisher. Supreme Court Reporter, abbreviation S period CT period. Unofficial publication by West Publishing. U.S. Supreme Court Reports Lawyers Edition, abbreviation L period ED period or L period ED period 2D. Unofficial publication by Lawyers Cooperative. U.S. Supreme Court cases should be cited in this order. U.S. Reports, then Supreme Court Reporter, then Lawyers Edition Second. Example, a U.S. Supreme Court opinion would be constructed as follows. Akers versus Lewis, italicized, comma, 516 U.S. Reports 331, comma, 694 Supreme Court Reporter 265, comma, 112 Lawyers Edition Second 871, parentheses 1978, closed parentheses. Spacing notes. The abbreviation U period S period has no spaces. There is a space between the S period and the CT period for Supreme Court Reporter. There are spaces between the L period, the ED period, and the 2D in L ed second. Exercise 10.4E, United States Supreme Court citation. You have found a case titled Moore versus Withers, decided in 1981 by the U.S. Supreme Court. It can be found in volume 571, page 382 of the U.S. Reports, volume 630, page 103 of the Supreme Court Reporter, and volume 712, page 499 of Lawyers Edition, second series. Provide the correct citation. Note regarding U.S. Supreme Court short form citations. Blue Book citation form requires only the case title, the official U.S. report site, and the year in parentheses. Example, a U.S. Supreme Court citation in short form would be constructed in the following manner. Akers versus Lewis, italicized, comma, 516 U.S. Reports, 331, 1978. The above short form citation seems much simpler than the long form, and it is. It would be natural to ask, why do we have to learn long form if Blue Book only requires short form citations for U.S. Supreme Court opinions? The answer is that once you are hired as a paralegal, there is no way to know what form of citation your supervising attorney or court rules will require. You will be much better prepared if you know the long form citation. And if the attorney prefers short form, the adjustment will be simple. However, if you only know short form and the attorney prefers long form, you will appear ill-trained. In other words, you are being trained to the highest common denominator. And in any case, citing to all three publications is a courtesy. You don't know which publication they will need to reference. Additional federal case citations. While most federal case law will be found in previously mentioned publications, the researcher may need to cite a few other sources. Citation assistance can always be found in the Blue Book, a uniform system of citation. The researcher can also refer to the front of the volume being cited. Most publications will inform you how they want to be cited. Here are a few more examples of citations for federal case law authorities. Bankruptcy Reporter. This publication collects and reports full court opinions from the U.S. Bankruptcy Court, a division of the U.S. District Court. Smith v. Jones, italicized, 287 BR, which stands for Bankruptcy Reporter, 423, BANKR period, D period, COLO period, 1983. Federal Rules Decisions. This set of books reports full U.S. District Court opinions where a federal rule or regulation is being applied, and where that court has decided not to designate the opinion for publication. Typically, if the opinion has been published in the federal supplement, it will not be published additionally in the FRD. Smith v. Jones, italicized, 341, FRD, 938, District of Nebraska, 1983, in parentheses. Military Justice Reporter collects and reports full court opinions and rulings of military tribunals. Smith v. Jones, italicized, 125, M period, J period, R period, standing for Military Justice Reporter, 637, parentheses, District of Idaho, 1983, closed parentheses. Federal Appendix. The newest of all reporters, this publication was first issued in 2002. The opinions published in the Federal Reporter or the Federal Supplement are included in those books because they have been designated for publication by the court. The Federal Appendix publishes those cases not designated for publication. Some believe that such cases do not have precedential value since the court does not find them important enough to print. Smith v. Jones, italicized, 21, F period, APP apostrophe X, 583, parentheses, District of Colorado, 1983, close parentheses. Note the strange abbreviation. There is an apostrophe between the P and the X, but no period following the X. It looks like a typo, but it's not. Federal Claims Reporter. This publication covers opinions from the United States Court of Federal Claims. Opinions include those involving tax refund suits, governmental contracts, environment and natural resources disputes, and civilian and military government pay issues. Smith v. Jones, 34, Federal Claims Reporter, abbreviated FED period, CL period, 527, parentheses, Eastern District of North Carolina, 1998, closed parentheses. Exercise 10.4F, Federal Citations. Provide appropriate Blue Book citations for the following. 1. Your case is Bickers v. Beal. It is found on page 73 in the reporter that cites U.S. District Court cases. Volume 502. It was decided in the Western District of Tennessee in 1978. 2. The title of the case is Saunders v. Brickmont. It is found in the Federal Supplement. The volume is 783, page 221. It was decided in 1989 in the District of Nevada. 3. Your site was written by a judge in the U.S. District Court on the Eastern District of Texas. The case is titled Minnie versus Mickey, decided in 1968 and found on page 385, volume 410. 4. The title of the case is Jordan versus Summers. It was decided in the Federal Trial Court in the Middle District of Georgia. The volume is 832. The page is 364, second series. It was decided in 1992. 5. Your case, Us versus Them, was decided by the U.S. District Court in New Mexico and is found on page 288 and volume 693. It was decided in 1985. 6. The title of the case is Anton versus Everly. It was decided in the Federal Trial Court in the Western District of North Carolina. The volume is 289 and the page is 141, second series. It was decided in 1966. 7. You have found a case, Him versus Her, located in volume 344 of the Federal Reporter second series, page 159. The case was decided in 1956 in the 10th Circuit. 8. The title of the case is Trapper versus Pringle. It was found in the Federal Reporter third series. The volume is 88. The page is 1103. It was decided in 1988 in the 9th Circuit. 9. Your case is Hump v. Back. It is found on page 538 in the Reporter that cites Federal Court of Appeals cases. Volume 655, second series. It was heard in the Second Circuit in 1989. 10. The title of the case is Worley versus Ingleborg. It is found in the Federal Reporter, second series, and was decided in the Sixth Circuit. The volume is 901, and the page is 896. 11. The title of the 1998 case is Canterbury versus Cribbers. It was decided in the Fourth Federal Appellate Court. The volume is 152. The page is 538, third series. 12. Your site, Adam versus Eve, was found on page 313 and volume 189 of the publication that contains U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals cases. Second series. It was heard in the Fifth Circuit on December 19, 1956. 13. The U.S. Supreme Court decided a case you wish to cite titled Wimp versus Weasel. The official site was on volume 387, page 148. The lawyer's edition site was on page 96, volume 442. Second series. The West publication was in volume 408, page 161. The case was originally brought in Georgia. The date of the decision was 1979. 14. The title of the case is In Re Stevens, decided by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1985. The official site is volume 342, page 728. The Supreme Court Reporter is volume 424, page 628. The lawyer's edition site is volume 276, page 1281, second series.